Welcome to Becoming Limitless. This is the podcast for entrepreneurs who want to optimize their brain and their body with biohacking. I'm going to teach you how to eliminate brain fog and upgrade your health so you can have more productivity, energy, and growth in your business. I'm your host, Tanessa Shears. Let's jump in. Welcome back to the podcast. We are 7 weeks into the new year right now, into 2021. And I wanted to check in and see, like, how are the resolutions or the goals that you set at the beginning of the year going? I often find by like anywhere between 5, 6, and 7 weeks into our goal, that's when we start losing steam because that initial excitement and that initial motivation has begun to wear off. And what we often do at this point is we get frustrated with ourselves, or we feel guilt, or we feel shame. And instead of proactively making a change to get back on track, sometimes we just end up falling completely off track and we end up just quitting altogether. So what I'm going to be teaching you on today's podcast is a way of evaluating if your plan is working. And it can be, when I say plan, I can refer to your goals, your resolutions, your business plan, whatever it is you're working on. I'm going to be teaching you a way to evaluate that so that if you happen to get off track so far this year, or anytime, I mean, you don't have to be listening to this in February. You could be listening to this in September or July. So I just want you to use this episode as a resource to help you thoroughly evaluate what is going right and what could use some improvement in your goal setting process and execution. Learning how to evaluate the plans that I have made in the past is the single thing that has created the most momentum. And I used to do exactly what most people do. I would set a goal on January 1st, and then I would read my goals again on December 31st of the same year and realize that the ones that I hit were kind of by fluke, and I completely forgot about half of the goals that I set. And I recognized that this was becoming an issue because I wasn't paying attention to actually what I wanted to achieve with my life. So what I ended up doing was implementing a quarterly goal review. So my husband and I would sit down every 3 months and we'd look at what was happening, what our progress looked like, and how we could move forward for the next quarter. And this definitely helped me pick up the pace on the results that I was seeing. But it still wasn't what I wanted. I would still get to the end of the year and there would be a large chunk of the goals that I had set that didn't work out or that I had completely forgotten about. So what happened is this process that I'm going to be teaching you is the way that I have learned to correct that process. So there is no goal that has been forgotten. There is no goal that has been unassessed. And this has made such a profound difference. And I'm really excited to teach the simple process for going through your goals. And like I said, I learned how to do this with my business and I single-handedly saw this make the biggest difference. So while you can apply this to your business, the examples that I'm going to be giving today are largely related to health because that's what we're here for. We're learning how to biohack our health and our performance so we can show up at full capacity in our business. So the purpose of today's podcast is to help you evaluate your health plan and your biohacking plan for your health. So we often, like I said, set goals, and when we don't achieve them, we rarely take any time to understand why. We just set new goals or just think, oh, I just forgot about it. I'll just set new goals. And we rarely take that time to go in and figure out exactly what led up to the result that we created. And not creating a result, like not achieving a goal, is also a result. You are always getting results. You just need to decide whether the results are working for the life you want or against the life you want. So for example, if you set the goal that you want to exercise 4 times a week, if you go back and review your goals and you didn't achieve that, or maybe you're only working out twice a week, I might, you know, skip out on that whole shame and guilt cycle and just ignore it and just set it again and just say, well, I'm going to try that again. But unless you truly figure out why you weren't working out 4 times a week, what was causing you to skip your workouts? What was it about your workouts you didn't like? Unless you do that, it is so easy to end up in the same boat over and over. I mean, how many times do we need to set the same New Year's goals that we want to make more money or scale our company or spend time with family? Like, it is, in my opinion, a waste of time to keep setting these same goals and not achieving them and then not learning from them. And even worse, we do this with our health and our focus and our productivity. So through this process, I looked really in depth at my business and my health in 2019, and I saw exactly where all of the holes were, and I knew exactly what I did or didn't do that caused me not to hit the mark or to knock it out of the park. And now I know, going into 2020, I know it is so easy, and I know exactly what changes to make this year in order to hit those results I want. And I thought, you know, maybe this a tactic that I'm using in my business, if I could apply this to my health, I could start seeing results there. And I did. And then I started doing this with a client and soon started doing it across the board with my clients and found that it was a very effective tool for getting results. And I'm talking big time results and fast results. So the process I'm going to be teaching you on how to evaluate, I learned actually from my business coach. It wasn't something I made up, but it is something that I adopted. And my business coach, her name is Stacey Bayman, and I wish I would have taken it seriously sooner. She had recommended from the beginning of our work together, do these evaluations. And I always was like, yeah, I'm doing them in my head. I know, I get it. I did a good job. I didn't do a good job. But it was until I started actually doing it on a piece of paper that I was like, wow, this is such an impactful process that I think most people completely overlook. And I mean, the goal for biohackers and biohacking entrepreneurs in general, the whole goal is to help us get massive results with as little time invested as possible. I always want to be getting more energy out of an activity than I am putting in. That is what counts to me as a high value activity. Am I getting more energy, more health, more focus, or more productivity than it takes to generate that? So I want you to recognize that in order to do evaluation, the first thing you need is a project plan. So I would encourage you to go back to episode 7. That episode was all about how to create a project plan for your health. I go through how I use Trello to map out exactly what needs to get done on a week-by-week basis to achieve my health goals. So I highly recommend pop back to episode 7 and have a listen in there if you don't already have your goal set. If you do, this is a great place to start evaluating. So let's jump in. So this evaluation has actually 3 different parts that we're going to be going over. And I want you to know that you can do the evaluation on your health as a whole, or you can evaluate it on separate topics. For example, you could do a whole evaluation on just how your sleep is going, on the nutrition and foods you eat, on the amount of exercise and movement you have. And I mean, those are the 3 building blocks of the Becoming Limitless model for biohacking your health. And then followed by, you know, your stress levels and your mindset and your workplace optimization. But for the sake of this episode, just to keep the example super streamlined and clear, we're going to do an evaluation with this format on nutrition so that you can see firsthand how I have worked with my own plan and my own results to create a simple plan to follow for the future, which is going to get me better results. So let's take, for example, let's set a goal that we had. Say it was we wanted to eat no sugar and no flour 6 days per week, and we wanted to ensure that we were eating 3 full meals per day. So we weren't skipping meals here and there, and that everything was in balance. We were getting enough macronutrients. So the big goal, no sugar, no flour, 6 days per week, and 3 full meals per day. Let's say that's our goal. But after implementing it for a week or a month, the result was we actually ended up only doing no sugar and no flour for 3 days a week. We ate snacks in addition to our 3 meals on 2 days of the week because we didn't prep for food and we missed a meal on a Friday. Let's say that that was the result we got. So 3 days no sugar, no flour, snacking on some of the days, and missed a meal on one of the days. The first thing we're going to look at is what did work from the goal we set, from the original actions we took on no sugar, no flour, 6 days a week, and 3 full meals. So questions I really like to ask myself when evaluating what I did work is, what did I do right? What did I do that made this goal easier? What worked really well? And what did I do that created the result I wanted? And I love to start with what did work because it's focusing on the positives. Quite often our brains always like to jump ahead to what we did wrong or what we should do differently. And we never really look at what we did and take from it what we liked. I often find this shows up heavily in the diet culture specifically. When, you know, we try a way of eating, let's just say, for example, we tried keto and we just said that diet didn't work for me. Well, that's not entirely true. There were parts of that diet that probably worked really well and parts that didn't. So instead of like throwing the baby out with the bathwater, let's figure out what worked. And that's why I like to ask those questions. Like, what do we do right? So in this example here, where we're looking at what did work well, some examples might be, well, maybe we ate no sugar, no flour for 3 of the days, right? That 3 of those 7 days or 3 of those 6 days worked. We ate all 3 meals on 4 of the days. We had food prepared Sunday to Wednesday. Maybe we bulk prep food on Sunday for the first half of the week. We ate at or close to my goal meal times on 5 of the days. Maybe 2 of the recipes that we chose we really liked and looked forward to. And maybe we did our grocery shopping and had our food in the fridge. So we'd like to go through that process and ask ourselves, like, hey, what do I get to give myself a high five on? So that's super important to start there. The second part of this process is really looking at what didn't work about what I did. So questions that might help you dive deeper include, what didn't I make enough time for? Where did I fall off of my plan? What were the thoughts I was thinking that made it difficult? And what made this plan hard to follow? Those are the questions we're going to look at, because you not only want to look at the actions you took, but maybe how you were feeling that threw you off track, or the thoughts you had that threw you off track. So we want to look at this from kind of a holistic perspective. So examples of what might not have worked with the example we're working with here is, maybe we ran out of time to meal prep on a Wednesday, or maybe you didn't prepare enough food and you had to buy snacks, or you didn't know where to get healthy food near your workplace, so you just ended up at the convenience store. Or maybe you had food cravings on a Friday night, and so you ended up completely indulging because you didn't feel equipped to deal with a craving. Or maybe you got caught up at work and you ran late and ate office snacks instead of the healthy meal you planned to bring. Or perhaps you tried a new recipe and you just hated it. Or maybe you realized that your breakfast takes too long to make and you need to be on the go. These are all examples of things with a nutrition plan that might not work. And once you start to see these, all of these can create solutions. Like, even something as simple as like, well, I didn't enjoy that recipe. The solution is, now you know not to make that recipe again. There are always things you are learning every time you are evaluating what didn't work. So I don't want you to think of it as like a dumping on yourself, a beating yourself up, a being negative experience. This is all about trying to see where the holes are and where the gaps are between where you are now and where you want to get, and why that didn't happen this week. So after you've outlined for yourself what worked really well and what didn't work really well, the third part of this process is actually where the magic is. It's, what would I do differently next time? So questions that you could ask yourself, what would make this process easier? What can I change or start doing for next week? Or what do you need to stop doing? These questions are going to help you illuminate exactly what needs to happen for you to achieve this goal. So running with the nutrition example, ideas of what you could do differently with your nutrition might include like blocking time in your calendar to make sure you have time to meal prep on Wednesday and Sunday if those are the days you want to cook. And if Wednesday didn't work, maybe you need to try a whole different day. Like, maybe you need to do your cooking on Sunday and Thursday. Another really helpful one was, maybe we could set alarms 3 meals a day so we don't forget to eat, we don't get caught up at work. Or how about plan your food ahead of time and stick to it by using a food log that you do the night before, and then learn how to coach yourself when it gets tough or you don't feel like eating the food that you planned. You could alternatively like do an evaluation for every time you ate off plan and found out what went wrong. You could try 2 new recipes this week. You could, like we mentioned before, take that recipe you didn't enjoy last week completely out of your selection. You could try maybe making a breakfast that was pre-made with maybe egg bits and spinach and peppers, and you could make those little egg cups. Or you could look up healthy restaurants online that are in the area, and you know what are your go-to things off that menu, so you're completely prepared. Like, By understanding what you would do differently this week, it essentially creates the roadmap for this week of action items, of things that need to get done. It's about constantly refining and learning so that you don't just like set a goal, it didn't work, throw it out, set it again. What about it did work? What about it didn't work? And what are we going to do differently so that we ensure that we hit it in the future? So going forward from there, it becomes really a two-part process. Part one is we need to look at the things that worked really well and you're going to keep those. From our example of, you know, wanting to do no sugar, no flour, 6 days per week, 3 meals per day, is that what worked well and we're going to continue is twice a week food prep and the grocery shopping done ahead of time and the two recipes that we ate that we loved. Then in combination with what we're keeping, we're looking at what we're going to be adding in next week. It is the roadmap items that we created in our question, what am I going to do differently? Now, here is a roadblock that you might hit. If it feels like a lot, like there are so many things you would do differently and so many things you need to change for it to work, that's normal. Nothing has gone wrong. This feeling of overwhelm that you're feeling is totally normal. Your brain has to evaluate itself for the first time and take responsibility for the actions or inactions that you took during the week. This is not a problem. This is a great thing. And the wonderful thing is there are two ways of dealing with this feeling that there are so many things I still need to change to get this right. So option number one of dealing with this is you can choose one or two things on your what I would do differently list and implement them this week. You don't need to implement every single thing you came up with. What if you just did one thing this week and one more thing next week? Because what ends up happening is the compound effect. You're adding up small actions and changes in behavior over time to create habits. This is totally okay. We don't expect ourselves to be perfect right away. So this is a really good option if you are feeling overwhelmed by the amount of stuff on your what I would do differently list. Now, that's option one. Option two is just to look at your what I would do differently list, implement them in its entirety, and coach yourself on feeling overwhelmed. The way you choose to eat or the number of things you choose to implement, it's completely neutral. It's not a good thing. It's not a bad thing. It's not overwhelming. It just is. And we know that we can perceive the same actions that we're going to be doing different. Everyone can perceive them differently because there are people that are doing all of the things on your what I would do differently list and they don't find it overwhelming at all. So what this tells us is that if the process itself of the changes you want to make is neutral, then it's something in our doing, in our thinking, in our brains that is making it not neutral and that it is making it feel so overwhelming. Because at the end of the day, the to-do list you have or the things you want to change, it's not good or bad. It just is. It's completely neutral. So we really want to check in with how we are thinking about it, the sentences in our head that is making us feel so overwhelmed, and work on identifying those, becoming aware, and coaching ourselves on this. And I plan on doing a full podcast episode in the future on self-coaching, but the premise is this. Now hang with me here. Your thoughts, meaning the sentences that run through your head, create the feelings in your body. Ask yourself, what thought am I thinking that is creating this feeling of overwhelm when I think about doing all of these things I want to do differently at once? If you're constantly having the thought like, I don't have enough time for all this, it's definitely going to feel overwhelming. So we want to work on understanding maybe what our time priorities are during the week and create time for the things that matter. The other alternative you can think of is just to choose a thought that works better. So an example of that is instead of thinking, I don't have enough time, my schedule's so full, I'm so busy, what about if you just instead let go of those thoughts and entertained the idea that this is something I want to spend my time on versus getting caught up in that negativity spiral of I have so much to do, I can't do it, I don't know where to start, I'm confused. This is something I want to learn, and this is something I want to spend my time on. And becoming aware of how you are creating so much of your experience. I mean, what if this whole process of creating the healthy lifestyle you've always wanted, what if it was just fun? What if it was something you looked forward to instead of something you dreaded, or something that felt like something you had to do or you were doing against your will? All things to consider that are going to make this journey so much more enjoyable for you. So that is the three-part process that is going to take your results from 0 to 100, and I am so excited for you to give this a go. One of the most important things that I cannot stress enough is that you take time to do this on paper or written out on the computer. Don't give in to the temptation to just do it in your head, think it through, surface think it. Like, really get in there and ask yourself these questions. What worked well? What didn't work? And what am I going to do differently? Really expand those lists, because the deeper you go with this, the faster you're going to get results and the faster you're going to learn. Now, if you're asking the question like, how often should I do this? That's really going to be up to you. But I always feel that the more often you are engaging in this evaluation process, the better your results are going to be. So for example, when I personally found that I was only looking at what the heck I was doing once a year, my results weren't showing up. When I was looking at it quarterly, they kind of started showing up. It wasn't until I decided to sit down every Sunday for 10 minutes and do a quick evaluation on the last week. I do one on my health and I do one on my business. And this is constantly letting me see where to pivot or where I was losing focus during the week that was setting me back and causing me not to reach my goal. So you ultimately get to choose. You could do it if you plan to work out 4 times a week. Maybe you do one after the end of each workout. I don't know. It's completely up to you. And I think exploring that process is going to take practice and seeing what works well in the evaluation process. I mean, that could be a whole other evaluation, is literally evaluating how well you're actually evaluating yourself. Although that seems very meta, but thinking about thinking kind of thing, but it will definitely make a change to you. So I hope that this process of understanding how to evaluate the results that you're getting helps, because there's no such thing as a failure if you are implementing this process to continually learn from what you are doing. I hope you have really enjoyed this episode, and I hope that if you were feeling off track or that you had fallen off your so-called wagon, that this episode gives you the tools to get back on and start really seeing the changes that you want to see in your life. If you have loved this episode and you have learned something that's really going to be helpful for you, I would be so thankful if you would take 1 minute out of your day just to go and leave a review on the podcast. It means so much to me and really lets me know that you're enjoying the things that you're listening to. I hope you have an absolutely beautiful week, and I'm already looking forward to talking to you next week. Bye. Ready to begin each day feeling energized and focused? I'd love to work with you one-on-one. In my Becoming Limitless program, you're going to learn how to optimize your brain and body with science and biohacking so you can be highly productive and grow your business faster. Join me over at TanessaShears.com/work with me. I'll see you there.